Truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess.
Okay, this is Ralph Winford II. I'm sitting in for John Stepmiller. He's off today. And this ought to be a believe it or not show. I'm going to cover three things. Number one, this COVID-19 hoax is not near what it is. And we're going to play the recording of a Peter McCulloch. He is the top of the heap on heart and kidney being published. He is a number one doc. And we're going to play a recording on him. The second thing I'm going to reveal, that most of you probably don't know about, why has nobody went after big tech? How come we're being censored by Twitter and all those people? And I checked it out this morning, and it's true. And the third thing I'm going to talk about is the IRS just filed a writ of certiorari into the Supreme Court, exposing those folks for what they are, and that we have no constitutional courts. Those are three really big issues. So let's go first with Dr. Peter McCulloch. I apologize, there's a small break in it. And okay, and then Bill Still's voice is in there. So let's go ahead and play that first.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Peter McCulloch, and I'm an internist and cardiologist and professor of medicine at Texas A&M University School of Medicine. I'm on the Baylor Dallas campus, and I've been intimately involved in the response to COVID-19. I can tell you that in my field, I'm an academic doctor. I see patients, but I'm very involved in research. I'm an editor of two major journals. In my field, I'm the most published person in my field, which deals with the heart and the kidneys, in the world in history. And when COVID-19 hit, I saw it as our medical Super Bowl. And they were going to be doctors like Dr. Urso coming out of wherever they worked to face the virus. And there were doctors in the hospital that just had to receive the virus. And then there were those who headed for the sidelines. And then there were those that were detractors against the pandemic. And so as I started to survey the literature, I had patients with heart and lung disease who needed urgent treatment. And I refused to let an illness, which lasted for 2 weeks at home before they got sick enough to be hospitalized, I refused to let a patient languish at home with no treatment and then be hospitalized when it was too late. It was obvious. That was obvious in April that that was the case. So I used the best tools or drugs available at the time. And these are appropriately prescribed off-label. Remember, a label is an label. A label isn't a scientific document. Sure, it's an appropriately prescribed off-label use of conventional medicine to treat an illness. And I, in May, I put together a team of doctors. We summarized all we knew about the available drugs, and we published our findings in the August 8th issue of the American Journal of Medicine. And the title of that paper was The Pathophysiologic Basis and Rationale for Early Ambulatory Treatment. And it had a premise. There's two bad outcomes to COVID-19, hospitalization and death. The second premise, if we don't do something before the hospitalization, we can never stop it. We can never stop it. And I have to tell you, and I was the lead author in that paper, but we had dozens of authors from Italy, India, UCLA, Emory. We had the best institutions in the United States. I can tell you, the interesting thing was there was 50,000 papers in the peer-reviewed literature on COVID. Not a single one told a doctor how to treat it. Not a single one. When does that happen? I was absolutely stunned. And when this paper was published in the American Journal of Medicine, it became a lightning rod. Oh my gosh, it became the most cited paper in basically all of medicine at that time. The world started, and boy, the world started knocking on my door. And I said, oh my Lord, I just can't believe what became untapped. And I had never been on social media before. My daughter, who was home from law school, was talking to her about it. She said, well, why don't you make a YouTube video? So I made a YouTube video with four slides from the paper. This is a peer-reviewed paper published in one of the best medical journals in the world. Four slides. I even wore a tie and a suit, and she showed me how to record it in PowerPoint, and I posted it on YouTube. It went absolutely viral. And within about a week, YouTube said, you violated the terms of the community. And that's when Senator Johnson's office got involved in Washington and said, oh my gosh, this is important scientific information to help patients in the middle of this crisis, and social media is striking it down. Based on what authority? Well, one thing led to another, and I became the lead witness for the U.S. Senate testimony of November 19th, 2020. And the reason why there was Senate testimony is because there was a near total block on any information of treatment to patients. A near total block. And so what had happened over time is that we had gotten into a cycle in America of no information on treatment. Patients actually think that the virus is untreatable. And so what happens is they go out to get a diagnosis. Now, I'm a COVID survivor. My wife in the galley is a COVID survivor. My father in a nursing home is a COVID survivor. You get handed a diagnostic test. It says, here, you're COVID positive. Go home. Is there any treatment? And so what had happened over time is that we had gotten into a cycle in America of no information on treatment. Patients actually think that the virus is untreatable. And so what happens is they go out to get a diagnosis. Now, I'm a COVID survivor. My wife in the galley is a COVID survivor. My father in a nursing home is a COVID survivor. You get handed a diagnostic test. It says, here, you're COVID positive. Go home. Is there any treatment? No. Is there any resources I can call? No. Any referral lines, hotlines? No. Any research hotlines? No. That's the standard of care in the United States. And if we go to any one of our testing centers today in Texas, I bet that's the standard of care. I bet that's the standard of care. No wonder we have had 45,000 deaths in Texas. The average person in Texas thinks there's no treatment. They honestly think there's no treatment. EUA antibodies. You heard from a 90-year-old gentleman who got bamlanivimab. Terrific. Where's the focus? There's such a focus on the vaccine. Where's the focus on people sick right now? This committee ought to know where all these monoclonal antibodies are. They ought to know where all the treatment protocols are. They ought to have a list of the treatment centers in Texas that actually treat patients with COVID-19. So I led the initiative. The second paper was published in a dedicated issue. They don't even know about these EUA antibodies. You heard from a 90-year-old gentleman who got bamlanivimab. Terrific. Where's the focus? There's such a focus on the vaccine. Where's the focus on people sick right now? This committee ought to know where all these monoclonal antibodies are. They ought to know where all the treatment protocols are. They ought to have a list of the treatment centers in Texas that actually treat patients with COVID-19. So I led the initiative. The second paper was published in a dedicated issue of Reviews in Cardiovascular Medicine. Now I had 57 authors, including Dr. Urso, Dr. Emmanuel, lead doctors in Houston, San Antonio, all over. And it was another worldwide paper. And now we have it updated, integrated. So yes, we use drugs to affect viral replication. The antibodies are terrific. We can use intracellular anti-infectives in that box. We use corticosteroids and inflammatory drugs. The best anti-inflammatory drug is colchicine. You've probably never heard about it. In the largest, highest quality randomized trial, over 4,000 patients, double-blind randomized placebo-controlled trial, there's a 50% reduction in mortality. No word of it. None. Complete block to anybody, colchicine. How can that be? How can that be? And then the most deadly part of the viral infection is thrombosis. So I have always treated my patients with something to treat the virus, something to treat the inflammation, and something to treat thrombosis, just as Dr. Urso had. But I have to tell you, what has gone on has been beyond belief. How many of you have turned on a local news station or a national cable news station and ever gotten an update on treatment at home? How many of you have ever gotten a single word about what to do when you get handed the diagnosis of COVID-19? No wonder. That is a complete and total failure at every level. Okay, let's take the White House. How come we didn't have a panel of doctors assigned to put all their efforts and stop these hospitalizations? Why don't we have doctors who actually treated patients get together in a group and every week give us an update? Why didn't we have that? Why didn't we have that at the state level? Zero. Why don't we have any reports about how many patients were treated and spared hospitalizations? I listened to 6 hours of testimony today. Zero. Zero. We have a complete and total blank spot on treatment. It is a blanking phenomenon. At least in the United States, there's some heroes. Now, the American Society of Physicians and Surgeons took the lead. They're the group. They've identified 35 treatment centers in Texas. They knew who they are. They have emergency hotlines. They helped Dr. Hall put together this very brief pamphlet, but there's more, an extensive one. We can pass it around to everyone that at least gives people half a chance to find out about information, okay? This is a complete and total travesty to have a fatal disease and not treat it. Now, the National Institutes of Health and the Infectious Disease Society of America started putting out guidelines in the treatment of COVID-19, and to this date, they nearly exclusively deal with the hospitalized patient. The two papers that I have published as the lead author and supported by wonderful people, by Dr. Urso, are the only publications in the peer-reviewed literature that tell doctors how to treat COVID-19 as an outpatient based on the support of scientific information. The only two. The home treatment guide by the American Physicians and Surgeons is the only source of information available to patients on how to treat COVID-19 at home. The only source. So what could be done right here, right now? There's going to be more people that die in Texas, and it's an absolute tragedy. How about tomorrow? Let's have a law that says there's not a single result given out without a treatment guide and without a hotline of how to get into research. Let's put a staffer on this and find out all the research available in Texas, and let's not have a single person go home with a test result with their fatal diagnosis, sitting at home to 2 weeks of despair before they succumb to hospitalization and death. It is unimaginable in America that we can have such a complete and total blind spot. I blame the doctors for not stepping up. Where was the medical society stepping up and putting effort on this? How about from the federal and state agencies? There never was a single bit of group collaborative effort to stop the hospitalizations. Nobody even kind of thought about it. Bob Hall had me on a teleconference in April or May, and we're like, wait a minute, how come, where's UT Southwestern? I'm a graduate of UT Southwestern. Where's A&M? Where's the rest of the universities? How come we're not stopping this? How come we are not stopping this? But it gets worse, because in the paper I published in December of 2020, you know what he did? I had a terrific doctor from Brazil We went through country by country by country and just asked the question, what are other countries doing? When was the last time you turned on the news and ever got a window to the outside world? When did you ever get an update about how the rest of the world is handling COVID? Never. What's happened in this pandemic is the world has closed in on us. There's only one doctor whose face is on TV now. One. Not a panel. Doctors, we always work in groups. We always have different opinions. There's not a single media doctor on TV who's ever treated a COVID patient. Not a single one. There's not a single person in the White House task force has ever treated a patient. Why don't we do something bold? Why don't we put together a panel of doctors that have actually treated outpatients with COVID-19 and get them together for a meeting? And why don't we exchange ideas? And why don't we say how we can finish the pandemic strongly? Isn't it amazing? Think about this. Think about the complete and total blind spot. So what happened? I can tell you what happened. What happened in around May, it became known that the virus was going to be amenable to a vaccine. All efforts on treatment were dropped. The National Institutes of Health actually had a multi-drug program. They dropped it after 20 patients, said we can't find the patients. The most disingenuous announcement of all time. And then Warp Speed went full tilt for vaccine development. And there was a silencing of any information on treatment. Any. Silencing. Scrubbed from Twitter, YouTube. Can't get papers published on this. You can't. We can't even get information out in our own medical literature on this. There's been a complete scrubbing. So this program has been one of try to reduce the spread of the virus and wait for a vaccine. And when we vaccinate, all efforts have to be on vaccination. And probably if I had 4 hours of vaccination on here. Think about it as we sit here today, the calculations in Texas on herd immunity. The calculations are we're at 80% herd immunity right now with no vaccine effect, 80%. And more people are developing COVID today. They're going to become immune. People who develop COVID have complete and durable immunity. And a very important principle, complete and durable.
This is such an important fact. Once you get it and survive, you will never get it again. Your natural immune system will take care of the rest.
You can't beat natural immunity. You can't vaccinate on top of it and make it better. There's no scientific, clinical, or safety rationale for ever vaccinating a COVID recovered patient. There's no rationale for ever testing a COVID recovered patient. My wife and I are COVID recovered. Why do we go through the testing outside? There's absolutely no rationale. I'd encourage this committee to actually look at what's being done and ask, is there any rationale? Is there any rationale for anything? Listen, there's plenty of COVID recovered patients. Let them forego the vaccine and let people who are clamoring for it get it. But at 80% herd immunity, in the vaccine trials, fewer than 1% in the vaccine and the placebo actually get COVID, fewer than 1%. The vaccine's going to have a 1% public health impact. That's what the data says. It's not going to save us. We're already 80% herd immune. If we're strategically targeted, we can actually close out the pandemic very well with the vaccine, but strategically targeted. People under 50 who fundamentally have no health risks, there's no scientific rationale for them to ever become vaccinated. There's no scientific rationale. One of the mistakes I heard today as a rationale for vaccination is asymptomatic spread, and I want you to be very clear about this. My opinion is there is a low degree, if any, of asymptomatic spread. Sick person gives it to sick person. The Chinese have published a study, British Medical Journal, 11 million people. They try to find asymptomatic spread. You can't find it. And that's been, you know, one of important pieces of misinformation. When Senator Hall called a conference call of what should we do in the Capitol when we reopened, I said, you know what? You know what we do at Baylor? You walk in and they zap your temperature. You got a temperature check and go in. I mean, do we test everybody who walks into the Baylor Hospital? No. Are they a lot sicker than everybody in this room? You better believe it. So why would we do something here at the Capitol that has absolutely positively no scientific rationale and then do it in this context? So my testimony as I sit here today is COVID-19 has always been a treatable illness. A very large study from McKinney, Texas, another one from New York City, show that when doctors treat patients early who are over age 50 with medical problems, with a sequenced multi-drug approach, with the available drugs, 4 to 6 drugs that are available, to them, now the monoclonal antibodies are better, there's an 85% reduction in hospitalizations and death. 85%. 85%. I want you to remember that number. 85%. We have over 500,000 deaths in the 85%. 85%. I want you to remember that number. 85%. We have over 500,000 deaths in the United States. The preventable fraction could have been as high as 85% if our pandemic response would have been laser focused on the problem, the sick patient right in front of us. We're focused over here and focused over there and focused on masks and what have you. Laser focus, sick patient, treat them. 85% reduction in hospitalizations and death. 85%. 85%. I want you to remember that number. 85%. We have over 500,000 deaths in the United States. The preventable fraction could have been as high as 85% if our pandemic response would have been laser focused on the problem, the sick patient right in front of us. We're focused over here and focused over there and focused on masks and what have you. Laser focus, sick patient, treat them.
In other words, according to the top doc on these issues, 85% of the 500,000 plus deaths in the U.S., and that's about 425,000 people, could have been saved. I'm still reporting from just...
Can you believe this? We have Fauci, lying Fauci, Burke, both of them never treated anybody. And we have this drug, it's COLCHICINE that he's talking about. We have hydroxychloroquine that absolutely given early is amazing. We have doxycycline that was used during the Gulf War syndrome that our government didn't give, so our troops got the Gulf War syndrome. France walked away because they gave their troops. We have nebulizers, a guy in Texas, they used it in Taiwan and Japan, and we don't do none of this. We send people home. Imagine getting diagnosed with something. Oh, go home and then wait and come back and we'll put you on a respirator and watch you croak. These people, I'm telling you, this is pure out. They got blood on their hands. They're knowingly killing Americans and knowingly doing it for political reasons to install a totalitarian fascist type government. And it's here. People just can't see it for some reason because it's very sophisticated. And I have said more than once on my show, I have Sunday, there is no constitutional courts left except the Supreme Court. And I can prove it. Now, that's a pretty wild, crazy statement. I can prove it. Just filed in a writ of certiorari into the Supreme Court of the United States against the IRS and the constitutional courts. But the other thing I want to get to after we get through this COVID thing, like, I just went to a dentist. I have a dentist that I go to, so we're semi-retired, and they're smart people. They asked, have you got the shot? I says, no. Well, you got to wear a mask. Okay, well, I'm going to do it because I need to get my tooth worked on. They're smart people. Who in his right mind is going to take an experimental shot, mRNA, that's going to modify my DNA? And they did studies with the animals, and 3, 6, 9 months out, they started getting sick and dying. And I want to modify my DNA? You got to be kidding me, folks. And they modified the terminology so they could get into and call it a vaccine, which is not a vaccine. It's a hoax. And we're experimenting on millions of people. Is the pale horse here out of the Bible? A third of the world's going to die? Well, I tell you, I don't know. It looks to me like we're priming the pump. And nobody, I mean, I hear the ads in Alaska. Oh, I got my shot. The governor, even though he's a fairly nice guy, I got my shot. Wow, look at me. Wow, pat me on the back. I'm dumber than a damn rock. I got it my shot. I didn't do any research because they told me to. Wow. I can join the herd. Give me a little gold star. I'm dumb. I'm stupid. I got no backbone. Don't do any critical thinking. It just shocks me. The next thing I'm going to talk about, which I watched this morning to make sure it was valid, because I check everything out. I don't believe anybody. I'm sorry. I've been involved in Joyce Riley with the Gulf War Syndrome, and I checked her stuff out. I spent tens of thousands of dollars, and God, she was a wonderful lady. She helped thousands of vets. I was involved in the Montana Freeman. They had something going, except they got arrogant and started putting up bounties on judges, and you can't do that. But they were onto something. I got involved with Dr. Jenny Wood. Got her book published. It was locked up. I did the research how to get it published. And people still don't have a clue what really happened at 911. That was Tesla's technology. Where Did the Towers Go? By Dr. Jenny Wood. There's audio, there's video of steel falling through the air, turning to dust. 780,000 tons turned to dust in 10 seconds. 7 buildings went down, not 2. Skyscrapers do not go down from airplanes or thermite. Unbelievable. And they did they want to do a 911 commission like they did for in the Capitol, which was a setup. The 911 commission was a computer thing. They just set it up. They run a computer program. They never did look at all the facts. Only Dr. Judy Wood. Only one person out of the whole. And, of course, she got fired from Clemson University. She's a brilliant genius in physics and other stuff. We've been lied to with the Oklahoma bombing. There's no way it's possible to have I watched a video initially when they were bringing the bombs out, and they said, oh, these are military-type bombs. Then all of a sudden it went to a little car. Then it went to a van with fertilizer and a fertilizer bomb that far away. It's an impossibility. They had experts on it. You can't do that from sitting out on the street. It's impossible. But we bought it. Waco, another lie. Nevada, that guy out there, 800 rounds with more than one weapon shooting at the same time. But we bought that. Nothing happened. Epstein committed suicide. Yeah, right. Everything was wrong. The video was out. The guards were asleep. You just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it is so bizarre. Vince Foster, out in the park with carbon fibers. No blood. How'd he get there? Did a genie take him out there on a rug? And they had a guy do the autopsy that wouldn't qualify to do autopsies on a cat or a dog. We had a Supreme Court justice die. Supposed to be an autopsy. Never happened. Now we get to Dr. Shiva. I don't know if you've heard of him. I myself had not until this morning. I get all kinds of information. I tried to check it out. Dr. Shiva, Shiva, he's from India, and he's got a real, the other name is, God, it's beyond belief. There's no way I could pronounce that. He did an hour-long interview. Why have not the Republicans, when they were in power, done something about Twitter and Facebook? Why? I think I hear music, so I'll tell you when we get back. You just hope you're sitting down.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, the magic's from
okay. Ralph Lenaro II sending in for John Stettmiller. Just listen to just amazing. If we had used hydroxychloroquine and this ivermectin, doxycycline, nebulizers, we wouldn't be in this mess at all. It's a con. They're lying to us. Knowingly killing Americans for political reasons. We have a totalitarian government, fascist, in place. You think we really have freedom? What businesses went away? The small businesses. We have churches closed, casinos open. Wonder how that works. We have big box stores open, small businesses gone. We have these crazy Antifa and BLM, Marxists, communists out there burning our big cities down. Nothing happens. Oh, but we got an insurrection at the Capitol. Yeah, right. This stuff is beyond the pale. It's beyond insanity, other than the fact, you look, it's an absolute destructive. We're going the way of Rome, folks. We're not going to make it. If something doesn't happen pretty soon. Because Biden, there ain't nobody home there. The butter went off of his toast a long time ago, and it ain't coming back. And Kamala Harris, she got there by laying on her back and spreading her legs, and she's as communist, as evil as you could get. Obama's back there running a lot of this nonsense, and God knows who else. China, they're all in bed. They're doing everything to destroy our republic and our way of life. There's a war going on, folks, for our republic. I went over the other day to, been going over to Big Lake that the Republicans supposedly want to be conservatives. And I brought up the simple fact, in Alaska, we have a constitutional court set up, all the code, it's all there. And in 1974, the Alaska Bar came along and said, we are going to make a whole new court system, give it a new name, give it a new venue, and lock all the lawyers so they can't do constitutional law. Now, these people bitch because the courts don't rule right. Don't wonder. They're under the total, absolute control of the Alaska Bar. The constitutional courts are still there. And then the representative has the gall to get up and says, I'm here to get some more bills passed. I said, who in the hell cares if you pass any more bills? You're not abiding by what's there. We have no third branch. If you don't have a judiciary, a third branch, where do I get my issues resolved? It's gone in America, federal. It's been overthrown. I'm going to get to that later on in the show. It's in the Supreme Court. It's never been there before. Why? They disclosed it in the 1940s, one case in the 1960s and 1980s. These courts are not constitutional courts. Where the hell has everybody been? They print it. I finally found it with Westlaw. Anyway, this Dr. Shiva, because I wondered why I hear all of these, even Cruz, I hear McConnell, I hear, oh, Lindsey Graham, oh, God, I'm going to get to the bottom of this, you sorry old chitter-chatter and FISA court corruption beyond belief. And nothing's happened. Biden's doing business in China. His son, Hunter's corrupt. Family's corrupt. Doing business in China with the communists. McConnell's over there since 1993. He's doing business in China. He's married to a China gal, communist gal, family. When do we do business with the enemy? And then we got all these sports folks. They're beholden. I would never watch football, any of that stuff. Totally turns me off. I used to really love football. I look at that now and I say, it's rigged. If these people will sell their soul to China for money, they're just like the wrestling. I found out wrestling is rigged. Well, do I not think that football and all that's not rigged either? These people have no—they have no soul. They have no moral fiber. They've sold out for the love of money. And if we don't wake up, all hell is going to be here real soon. It's coming. Gas is up to $3.25 a gallon. It's up almost $1.25 since old Comrade Biden got in. But what does Dr. Shiva, he has a lawsuit. It's filed in the District of Massachusetts. Of course, it's in the United States District Court. That's a legislative court, which I'll get to later in the show. But anyway, it's case number 1-20-CV Charlie Victor 11889. So that's 1-20-CV 11889. And if you email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com, I downloaded what I'm going to be talking about. I check everything out. Like I say, I don't believe anybody. You just can't. He's talking about why hasn't Twitter been shut down? Political speech is the most protected speech we have that the English didn't want us to have. King does not want political speech. How dare you be able to speak about what's going on in our government? They didn't want it. We don't got it today. We just think we do. They're openly doing it. When you can go after the President of the United States and shut him down, censor the most important man in the world. Do we have free political speech? I don't think so. Well, he sued. This guy is an MIT guy. He did emails and stuff. He's got a lot of stuff that he's been involved with. He's really brilliant man. Listen to him talk. It's just very succinct. And his name is Dr. Shiva, S-H-I-V-A. The last name is really a long one. I mean, you can write it down with a pencil, but it's A-Y-Y-A-D-U-R-A-I. A-Y-Y-A-D-U-R-A-I. He's from India. And what he discovered is unbelievable. Now it makes sense. I couldn't figure out when the Republicans are in power and they bitch about the censoring of Twitter and Facebook and all these people, why doesn't nothing happen? Well, guess what he discovered? Our government has direct links. Direct links to Twitter and those people to tell them what to do. Our government is doing this behind the scenes. They are telling these people, these big tech guys, what to do. Could he prove it? Oh, yeah. There are two organizations. One of them is the secretaries of all the states. I forget what the other one is, because I haven't had a time other than to go through all of it in great depth, but I went through it enough to check and make sure it is true, and he filed it in court. He's survived a whole bunch of motions to dismiss, and it looks like the chief judge of that Massachusetts is on his side, which is amazing. He actually may have found somebody that got a little bit of moral fiber. And he's been doing his own work, because you know why? He couldn't find a lawyer. Isn't that amazing? Have you heard about this? He goes against Tucker Carlson. He won't talk about it. I like Tucker, but he only goes so far. Hannity, he gets around and kisses butt to old Lindsey Graham and those other guys, panders to them. They give us some good stuff, but they never get to the real meat. They never get to what's really, really going on. What are these books he found? And it's filed in the court system. It's filed in the court, in this court case. Docket 118. One of them is called the Election Influence Operations Playbook, Part 1. Understanding Election Mis- and Disinformation. The second one is called the Election Influence Operations Playbook, Part 2. The other one's called the State and Local Election Cybersecurity Playbook. And the other fourth book is Election Cyber Incidents Communications Coordination Guides. Have you ever heard of those? I hadn't. I've been living in like these mushrooms. Somewhere in the... I woke up here. I listened to this guy for an hour. It was on YouTube. It's amazing that it's still on YouTube. Dr. Shiva. Our government is using Twitter, Facebook, Google. They're using these big tech guys and telling them what to do. He said this is the most devious, totalitarian, fascist enemy in the whole world. Never been done like this. Because they give us one story. Oh, we're going to shut them down. How dare they do this? And yada, yada, yada. And we bounce around and we parade around and we strut and we get on talk shows and nothing happens. Don't you ever wonder why nothing's happened to the FISA courts? Nothing's happened to Hillary? Comey? All these guys are so corrupt. There's enough in the open... public thing to convict these guys and lock them away. They ought to be sent to Guantanamo, tried for treason, and hung. Nothing happens. Barr, Attorney General Barr, what did he do? Nothing. Now we got another guy, a special investigator, or Attorney General. Yeah, right. I got as much faith in him as I do in finding chickens with all kinds of false teeth. Not going to happen. I don't believe that. It is really deep, folks. We're in trouble. This is a direct link instruction playbook that tells what they do. The government tells Twitter and those folks what to do. I downloaded. He's got it highlighted, the certain areas. Dr. Shiva does. I wanted to make sure the case existed. It does. He filed it into court. He did. He survived many motions to dismiss. He has no attorney. And he's asking people just to give $1. $1 to his webpage. This guy's doing his own work. It's called winbackfreedom.com. Win, W-I-N, back, B-A-C-K, freedom.com. This is amazing information. I just couldn't figure out. You know something's rotten when the Republicans get up there and they just, oh my gosh, this is just so bad. They're shutting Trump down and we got to do something and we got to do something and we wring our hands and we got to do something and we're in power and we don't do anything. Why? The Democrat Party is the minions of Satan and the Republican Party is knee-deep in it. Clear knee-deep. We got many rhinos that we know about and then we got a bunch of other ones that are hiding like Lindsey Graham and some of those. They don't do anything. McConnell. How do we get these people there? And then we end up with people in the White House that are homosexuals. Obama and Big Mike. How does this happen? Supreme Court Justice. He is a homosexual. How do we get all these people? We got Lightfoot in Chicago that says, I'm not going to have any of them white there reporters. And she's hooked up with a white gal. She's a lesbian, a great big tall white gal. But I'm not going to have any of them white people around me. And then we got Biden down in Oklahoma on this massacre thing. And they're down there, the Black Panthers, to kill the white folk. They're trying to divide and conquer this country. And they're doing a damn good job of it. Because we need to get some backbone. There is no systemic racism in this country. It's being geared up by these race baiters. There's always going to be people that don't like other races. We're not perfect, folks. But there is no systemic racism. It doesn't exist. Not in America. But they're trying to tell us that it is. And they just lie, lie, lie. And the thing is, it's just amazing. I see these people, they go against the media. Why don't they do this? Why don't they do this? Are we like stupid? There's no logic to liars. Why is there no logic? You can't have logic if there's no facts. You have to have facts before you can determine any sort of a logical solution. Or solutions or theories. Lies have no facts. So there's no logic. You can't figure it out other than the fact they're just damn evil. It's the love of money and they lack power. I don't get it. The media is bought and paid for. Hollywood is bought and paid for. They're kowtowing to China. Why? Because that's where the money is. They're not going to go against the money. And most people are scared of losing their jobs. I didn't know it when I was supporting Dr. Joyce Riley. In 3 years, I lost a $2 million business. You know what? I don't give a damn. You know why? I didn't know what was going on until it was over, and the damn salesman got around and told me, he said, I told you to leave politics alone. I said, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to do it. I kept them separate. But Joyce Riley helped thousands of vets. It was worth every penny. Absolutely. I wouldn't do a thing different other than if I knew what was going on and if I had the knowledge I had now, because I sued Mitel, the dealer, and got my butt handed to me because I didn't know anything. But I thought, you keep fighting. You don't win a football game by sitting on the bench. And you don't save your republic by being a coward and sitting on the bench. I highly recommend going to this Dr. Shiva's webpage, Win Back Freedom. Those books, they show the four books on his home page, but I couldn't figure out a way to download them, so I snapshotted them all. Then I come to find out he's filed them in the court, because I went into Pacer to make sure the court, that court case actually existed, that what he was saying was true, and it does. He's fighting a very important battle for all of us. Up, back up. Riding around on the breeze, well, it's all right. If you live the life you please, well, it's all right. Even if the sun don't shine, well, it's all right. We're going to the end of the line.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, it's the Robert Hooper II again, coming live out of Alaska, sitting in for John Stettmiller. I just covered the COVID-19. All we had to do was use available medicines cheap. Hydroxychloroquine, doxycycline, nebulizers, this other one, ivermectin, and this other one I can't pronounce of this doctor that I played. I got to get the pronunciation down. I'm not great on pronunciation. And we could have saved 85% of the people of this country from dying. Imagine just sending somebody home and say, "Hell, by the way, you've been diagnosed with, but go home and let's see if you can survive. If you don't come back, we'll put you on a respirator and let you croak." That's what they did. And then if you're an old folk guy, we'll put the infected one in the old home so you can't get away and see if you survive. And then we'll lie about it. Then we have, which I just covered, Dr. Ziva. Ziva. This is why big tech, our government, has direct tie links to Twitter and Facebook and Google. They tell those people what to do to censor our political speech. And then we have these politicians. Oh, we got to get rid of this. And they can't be censoring Trump, and they can't be doing this, and nothing happens. I wonder why. This is bad, folks. And Dr. Ziva can't get any news. Nobody will cover him. Couldn't get a lawyer. Nobody will touch it. Everybody's scared. Oh my gosh, they might come after me. Really? We're not going to save our republic if we don't get in the fight. Not going to save it by sitting at home and cowering. And the next hour, I'm going to expose the IRS. Why are we scared of those people? It's ignorance. And there's fear and panic of what we don't know, because we know they take people's properties. We know they put people in jail. We know they're liars. We know that the old star chamber is alive and well. We just don't know how it works. We don't. We've been too busy enjoying ourselves. I'm one of them. If my wife, if I hadn't stacked a motorcycle up, and my wife, Cheryl, which I'm going to see someday again, been killed, I would have never come down this road. I never would have. I don't like what happened, but I had enough time with Cheryl. It was worth every bit of it. The time I had, I was plenty of time to have. Now I have something else that I'm good. I've been given a blessing to figure stuff out, to have the logic and the IQ, and Westlaw. If you don't have Westlaw, get Westlaw, probably about $400, and split it amongst a whole bunch of people, and I can tell you in 15 minutes how to use it. And if you don't have it where you have all of this at your fingertips, and I have an IRS list, $250 postal money order, and I have all of my research if you are a member for $250, and I give you the hard drive. Stuff you'll never see. Back in a minute.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.